This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's morning show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. As mentioned, it's a two for Wednesday. It's a double shot of community reporters. We were just in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Well, let's head over to the East Coast to catch up with community reporter Milena Kazanavicius in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Hey, good morning, Milena.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm well. Nice to chat with you once again. And you've got some exciting news here about in the city for pedestrian signals. So in terms of these audible pedestrian signals, what's been improved?
Well, I'll tell you that in a second, but I want to know if you've ever made a pavlova.
I've never made a pavlova.
Let me tell you, it's very time consuming.
Okay, Milena.
Lots of eggs and lots of beating and one teaspoon of sugar at a time.
Okay. Well, Milena, we've got to back up here because Mary Mammoliti mentioned it in her segment a couple segments ago, but maybe people weren't listening. So you've got to tell us, what is a pavlova?
Okay, it's an egg based with sugar. Bottom cake, and then you can top it. So I've made one a couple of times, a chocolate raspberry pavlova. And while there are all these, you know, fascinating little tools you can do, but I beat the eggs in about 20 of them, all one at a time, and one teaspoon of sugar at a time.
Gosh.
And then it takes quite a long time to bake because it has to bake at a low heat. And then it's just this utterly orgasmic piece of flaky whatever you top it with.
Oh. Right on. Okay, well, Milena, I still got to be here for another hour and 20 minutes before I can go eat anything, so go easy on me, please.
Okay.
Let's go back to the accessible pedestrian signals. There's some exciting news. What's going on and what are the improvements in Halifax?
All right, so as of February 25th, our Transportation Standing Committee, which is based out of with city councillors, passed a motion that within the main downtown cores and HRM, only unfortunately HRM, which is a 16 district, so this does not include Truro or Pictou County or, Sydney, Nova Scotia, but within the 16 district. So pedestrians who are able-bodied and sighted will no longer have to push any button to activate a walk signal. Hooray for them.
Mm.
However, for those of us who are blind and partially sighted, we still have to activate that button. Now, contrary to most people's belief, it has been historically stated that the accessible pedestrian signals all across the country, you push and hold for a count of 3 seconds, and then you get the doo-doo-doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
Not so the case here. These buttons have been problematic for years. Over the past 15 months, because nobody else was doing it, and I do mean nobody else was doing it, my good friend Bernard Bissett, who is partially sighted and a white cane user, and a good friend of mine who is sighted, retired from HRM, Bill Campbell, and myself went head-to-head, literally arm wrestling with our Transportation Public Works. A team of four gentlemen, pretty much a football mentality, who were reluctant in admitting that our APSs did not work. So throughout the 15 months, we finally got them to admit that they do not work. They're looking into the problem. But we also slipped in that there is no equity here when it comes to audible pedestrian signals, accessible pedestrian signals. So rather than the push and hold for 3 seconds, HRM is now moving them all to push, click, and you get the doo-doo-doo-doo. And lo and behold, Dave, 9 out of 10 of them are working.
Right,
because
on.
It's just a push and release, still not equitable, still not 100%, because as you know, as somebody who is, you know, partially sighted, you've got a white cane or a guide dog or whatever, your ID cane in one hand, you've got a briefcase or a coffee, or your small two-year-old toddler you're trying to get to the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you supposed to do with that right or left hand and release the child,
mm-hmm.
the cup? So, you know, that's another step that's going to be coming moving forward, but we've made great strides and we're exhausted. So I'm proud of my team, Bernard Bissett, Bill Campbell, and myself. I'm happy to say that Transportation Public Works. Finally, I guess they had enough of my loud screaming and yelling.
Well, it's all part of the ongoing work you've been doing in regards to advocacy, Milena, and it's definitely a victory for you and your colleagues. And I know it doesn't stop, right? It's one more small victory in a much bigger war. So please keep up that great work and keep giving us these updates on that. But Milena, you do get a reward. Or you can potentially get a reward for that hard work. And that's a little bit of dragon boating in Dartmouth. So what's going on in regards to this boating program in Dartmouth?
Yes. So before we get into that and like cool off and splash off into that water there, call 311 for anyone else outside the HRM jurisdictions to get these APSs fixed. Now let's jump in the water. Lake Bonook over in Dartmouth, Dartmouth Dragon Boat Association. We missed our dragon boats last year because of COVID.
For sure.
But because we have been so well behaved in Nova Scotia and in within the HRM. So the dragon boats are splashing back into the water in June. There are COVID rules and restrictions. Masks must be worn until you get into the boat, and then you may remove your mask. A dragon boat, for those who don't know, consists of about 10 benches, 20 paddlers, and with the lead in the front hollering at you, paddle left, paddle right. And all you can do is just think not to miss that count, because if you miss that count and hit the paddle in front, the whole boat's a mess. So instead of 20, it will only be 10 participants in the boat. Everything will be sanitized prior and after the fact, and you do have to register. So dragonboateast.ca is where you go to look at the schedules. We're starting in June. It's an hour out on the water. Again, limit of 10 over in Dartmouth at Lake Bonook. It's free, open to everyone and anyone who's blind and partially sighted. And if you want to bring in, a companion to help you come paddling as well, it's not necessary. So do sign up. If you're having a problem registering for whatever reason, the website is actually, registration is pretty accessible. It's a little bit time consuming because there are other paddling teams on there. So you're looking for the blind and partially sighted team. You can call Jan Oakley or email her, forgive me. And that's jan.oakley@outlook.com. And Oakley is OAKLEY. And the season starts off in June. People, get out, relieve your stress. Get wet.
Right on. Right around the corner, that outdoor activity for some summertime sunshine. So that sounds wonderful. And if folks didn't quite get that information written down fast enough, I'll give you the website here one more time. It's dragonboateast.ca. But head over to our blog, ami.ca/now blog, which I know you have bookmarked by now, ami.ca/now blog. And Milena, you wanted to give us an update on something we spoke about last time, and that's the theater performance Observatory Mansions, starring our friend Laura Bain, one of the contributors and co-hosts and reporters and bureau reporters on AMI this week. So what's the latest news on Observatory Mansions?
All right. So the ticket link is up. It's Ticket Halifax, and there's a very long extension. So you'll mention that again. Ticket Halifax, Observatory Mansions. It is a sliding scale for ticket purchases. So if you can't afford it, that you contact the Villains Theatre, which is villainstheatre.ca, and they can make arrangements to, have you get you a free ticket and or a reduced rate ticket. Although if you can pay, please do. This is a small theater company, and they, our theater, all theater all across the country has really been damaged because of COVID. So come in and support. It is playing on at the Dance Space Studio, which I mentioned before, above the Black Market on Grafton Street, and seating is limited. The performances are from the 21st of April to the 25th. Audio description for every play, ASL for every play, and they do have two shows, I can't remember right now, for those who are, have audio or sensory sensitivities.
I've got that info right here, Milena. So there's wheelchair accessible and relaxed performances on Saturday, April the 24th, one at 2 p.m. and one at 8 p.m.
Yes. Which is great, yes, and wheelchair accessible. They've really pulled out the stents, and later on this evening, I'll be working with the website people just to make the actual website a little bit more accessible, because it's a little bit not accessible. But the play is going to be superb. It's there is a caveat to that. It is recommended for individuals over 18. There is some dark matter. It is a humor, satire, dark comedy, and you know, there are some sexual references and suicide mentions and things like that. So while there are very funny moments, it is quite dark. So probably someone under the age of 18, it's not recommended for, just to say. But it's going to be great. And of course, Laura Bain is one of the main characters. So very excited, very thrilled. And get out, support, enjoy. We've behaved. We deserve it, Halifax.
Yeah, for
sorry
sure.
Sorry to say to you, Dave. I'm
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay. You know what? You guys have done really. You guys have done really well. So therefore, you deserve a reward. It's just like you doing well with a lot of your advocacy work. You get that reward of your dragon boating as well. Milena, thank you for this. Thank you for sharing these updates. And I'm going to share the blog one more time: ami.ca/nowblog, with a lot of these big long website addresses to get more information about this performance of Observatory Mansions. Milena, all the best to you. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Yes, and as usual, Dave, mwah, mwah.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.